from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Well, that, and there's the name.
Afternoons on the Score.
A good receiver can make a difference. The right quarterback can deliver a championship. The Bears pick first, and they seem intent on taking USC's Caleb Williams.
Damn right.
Yeah! We are fast approaching Hard Knocks with the Chicago Bears. It was 2 weeks from 2 days ago. It was the premiere episode. So we got 12 days left until we get some real Bears content. But we got padded practice tomorrow, the next day. We got Hall of Fame game before that.
Hey, man, I'm sorry we missed the celebration of the 2 week mark of awaiting Hard Knocks.
Oh, I celebrated it privately.
You did?
Yeah, of course. I got a countdown calendar at home. You got the family calendar, and then you got the countdown to Hard Knocks calendar. You got the countdown to the week one calendar.
Breaking White Sox news. Dylan Cease has pitched a no-hitter. Keep it here for details of this historic Chicago sports moment.
Not with the White Sox.
That's the confusing part about the White Sox news.
Oh, Rick Party.
Yeah.
He had that ready.
Yeah.
Have him do one for Crochet, just so we have it for next year, when he does it as an Oriole.
Do we have one for Chris Sale winning the Cy Young?
When he does that as a Brave this year?
Ronaldo Lopez making an All-Star team.
That's very good.
Yeah, quite a rotation. Really good rotation.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really
talented rotation.
We're going to be out and about, by the way, on the day that Hard Knocks gets
Breaking
released.
Cubs news. The Cubs trade Justin Steele.
Oh, boy. Stop that.
I started making fun of the White Sox.
What are you doing?
He's fighting back. He's fighting back with Rick Party. Picking a fight with Tanny is just a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
He's really good at it.
He can't fight the barrel of ink.
No.
He is... It's not the barrel of ink, though. It's
no, he's the 50,000-watt blowtorch.
There he is. He can't fight the 50,000-watt blowtorch, especially when he's got Rick Party in his back pocket.
I believe I said before, don't pick a fight with someone who stores audio by the terabyte.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe my sitch.
Yeah, I mean, how many times has Tanny manipulated something you said into something you didn't say but makes you look really bad?
Yeah.
Like, Tanny could have you guys saying the N-word, no problem.
Whoa,
in like 30 seconds.
Hey,
and that would be a horrible look for both of you.
That's too far.
That'd be a horrible look for all of us.
Yeah.
Because you don't use that word, but Tanny can make it seem like you do.
He would never do such a thing.
Thank you for clarifying that.
In case anyone was wondering.
Tanny could go back to that time you did use the N-word.
Oh, my God.
That's what it sounded like he said.
Let's just stop.
Yeah, let's just all stop there. It's like when we played Good Take, Bad Take with Craig Counsell. Craig Counsell never said anybody had a good take.
No, that's not something he would say. It's ridiculous.
He would never reward anyone for a take by saying it was good. And yet, Danny had audio of him saying it.
That's a good take. That's an excellent take. That's a take.
That one's real.
Unedited.
That one's real.
That was just to bleep it out.
Okay.
Yes, we will be... Stop. Both of you stop.
I mean, Shane just told us to break.
Yeah, right? I'd forgotten that we just came back from a break. That's on me. Hand up.
I got 8 minutes.
You told us to break.
Yeah, no, hand up. I forgot. I just thought we were really late to the last one.
Yeah, I wish we could just strike the last 3 minutes from the record. And the good thing is we've got a lot of time for the audio.
I'll go down the hall. I'll go down the hall and erase it from the FCC.
We're gonna have to.
Yeah. So just don't start setting that up here.
None of it?
Do something else. Keep doing the magic that you guys do.
You love our brand of magic.
Well,
you're here every day.
Okay, well, now that we've ruined this, we should let people know that we're really excited about, we'll be doing some business with this cool new bar called The Wall in Gurnee. And we are going to be out there on August 6th ahead of the Hard Knocks premiere. And we have two pairs of like VIP tickets, basically. We'll be giving away 10 pairs of tickets between now and next Wednesday. That's two reserved upfront seats at the Wall for the 8 p.m. showing of Hard Knocks. And you're like, why would I want to go to a bar to see Hard Knocks? It's because it's a old theater.
Think of those. It's not even that old. Like, it's think of those like fancy movie theaters with the awesome giant recliners.
It's a converted theater.
The service where they bring you the drinks, they'll bring you beers, they'll bring you food, and on this enormous screen up front is sports. So, I mean, it's about time somebody did this, and Marcus Theaters has done it in Gurnee. The Wall, it's like it's a giant kick-ass movie theater with crazy comfy seats that is also now a sports bar.
And so we're going to be there on August 6th. The premiere of Hard Knocks is at 8. You can register and win tickets by listening to the show whenever people hear the following sound effect. Right? That's how we're giving these away? No? Okay. Whenever I ask.
We didn't talk about it, so we'll just say later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Later. All right, later on.
Is that Brandon Magic you wanted?
Thankfully, I've got a perfect one. Go ahead, do it again, Danny. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. Whenever you hear this.
Hard Knocks.
You be the sixth.
That's perfect.
The sixth caller at 312-540-0670. But also, you could also win a Golden Tee machine at this event because you're going to be playing Golden Tee on one of the big screens. And if you get a hole-in-one, you're registered for a shot to win. And there's not going to be that many people who hit a hole-in-one. So I'd say if you hit a hole-in-one, you got a good shot to win a Golden Tee machine.
Come out and see if you could beat me at Golden Tee because I am the station's Golden Tee king. But also, if you don't win the VIP package with us, any of the pairs that we're giving away now through next Wednesday, admission to the place is free. So you can still come, hang out, watch the show, and then drink some beers, have some good food, have some movie theater food, some popcorn. They still have the movie theater popcorn machines, and then stick around for Hard Knocks.
So the Parkins and Spiegel mob, alert your friends who are perhaps outside of the mob, make sure they get in, and bring your mob plus ones and your plus twos, because the Marcus Gurnee Cinema at the Wall brings you the energy of being at the stadium while letting you enjoy the MVP comforts of a Marcus movie theater.
Okay.
That's right. That's how you do that.
I mean, we really butchered this entire
thing. That's how you do it.
Honestly.
Thanks, Coom.
It's about as unprofessional as we've ever been.
You think so?
The last 5 minutes.
Oh, we can top that.
It's kind of our MO.
I know. I'm just saying. We should really stop and think about what...
Who we are, what we've done.
What the three of us have done to Tanny's reputation. That's really what I'm concerned
yeah,
about
Yeah,
he's
here. Stained. He's deeply stained.
Just guilt by association.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. We're not going to play any of this Hard Knocks audio because we don't have enough time. But I will say this. Do you get worried when you see these reports as a guy who is into the training camp reports on offense v defense?
I am.
No, I know, but I was saying, are you concerned? Because today it sounds like it was a defense day.
No, that's good.
Sounds like it was, that's good.
Yeah, man.
But is it good if it's an offense day?
That's also good.
So you're in
I'm in a fun spot.
Oh, look what you've created for yourself.
I have created for myself. If the offense does well, I'm like, look, Caleb's learning. If the offense does poorly, what an opportunity to be learning from this defense who's going
defense.
To be good. Yeah. Mm. Well, that's why maybe that's you've hit on it. Maybe that's why I find myself so interested on the daily to want to know how it's going, because it's a fair fight and it also feels a little bit like a win-win right now, because I want that defense to be good and I need that defense to be good, and I suspect that it will be. I think it's cool, man, and we're going to hear stuff along the way today, including in our report from Mark Grody. When you have legit players on one side talking about your emerging legit players on the other side, that's kind of cool. It's a rare spot to get to be in, you know, to hear Roma Dunze glowing about Jalen Johnson or flip that around, you know, hear Tremaine Edmonds, you know, glowing about DeAndre Swift, like, you know, having these players that know what it is to be good in the league talk about your guys. It's pretty interesting. And even I, Johnny Baseball, have to admit, it's nice to think about.
Because it's an old thing, right? The idea of if your quarterback throws an interception in training camp, it's like, oh, well, should I be happy about my defense forcing a turnover or worried about my quarterback throwing an interception? If you genuinely believe that both sides of the ball are good for the Bears, then you can just say that any result is a good result. If you genuinely believe that both sides of this thing are good, because the word part of it doesn't mean much to me, because these guys are always going to prop up their team. It's like, I remember when Jimmy Graham raved about Mitch Trubisky and talked about Drew Brees. You know, and it's like, well, what the hell did that mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, there's platitudes. There's just being a good teammate.
But we can learn from those words, like some of the specifics, like the X's and O's of it, or the playing style that they talk about some of these guys will inform us and make us smarter, which I enjoy.
I agree. I just, to me, it's more, we've got a lot of trained eyes at training camp. Mark Grody, Chris Emma, Kevin Fishbane, Adam Hogue, Dan Wiederer, Brad Biggs, Mark Potash. And universally, as you're reading this coverage or hearing it on the station, they're like, oh, he's better. The Bears got better at quarterback. So it's like, oh, okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because it's a pure rookie who's never even played a game. So just that piece of it right there, to me, is the story so far of training camp, that it's unquestionably, in the eyes of neutral trained observers, better. AJ Pierzynski, would he trade Garrett Crochet and Luis Robert? We'll ask him next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.